Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
South Africa has something to celebrate on the global stage. The University of the Witwatersrand has been ranked the number one university in Africa in the latest Center for the World University rankings, placing 200 globally out of more than 21,000 institutions worldwide, putting the university within the top 1% on the planet. It is a remarkable achievement, not only for WITS, but for South Africa's higher education and African academia more broadly. I think this is absolutely fantastic. Joining us to unpack what this milestone means, what it says about the future of research, innovation, education on the continent, is Professor Zeblon Vilakazi. He's Vice Chancellor, Principal of WITS. Professor Vilakazi, first of all, congratulations. This is absolutely fantastic.
Thank you, Mr. Feldman. Indeed, a remarkable feat, given the challenges we contend with in having to run a global university under very trying circumstances in this city. It speaks about the resilience and the commitment of academics and staff and students and all involved.
So what is the ranking, and we're going to come back to talking about some of the ways that you've assisted in dealing with the challenges that we face here. But what does the ranking actually measure?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a ranking is not 100% a clear, 100% indicative of the university, but this one particularly looks at four attributes of the university: the quality of the faculty, the teaching staff, where we did very well. Mm-hmm. The success of the graduates who have gone on to lead the Forbes 2000 companies globally. Mm-hmm. Right? Graduates who have gone on to win major prizes like Nobel's, Fields Medals, and so on and so forth. And fourth, of course, research of the university. So those are the four indicators that are joined together through some algorithm, and they give you the final outcome. Just to also add, that the university, if you were to compare it to Australian ones, we are in the top 7. You compare ourselves to the British university, we are in the top 20. And we are $500 billion economy compared to the United Kingdom, which has got about a $2 to $3 trillion economy. So if you were to use the economies of scale, so we punch way above our weight, given the real size of the economy.
What do you think the secret is behind the success?
Of course, history, the quality of the teaching, these things are over a decade or commitment of staff and students who have gone on to become incredible ambassadors of the university. Mm. And that true Johannesburg spirit, I mean, I'm a Joburg guy, so we Joburg guys are tough. We have to roll the boulder up the hill every morning, because...
Just to get to work, it's true. It is absolutely phenomenal. Universities around the world compete very fiercely for talent, funding, research opportunities. As you said, we are rooted here in South African realities, and some of them are good realities, some are challenging. How do you compete? How does WITS maintain a global competitiveness whilst remaining deeply rooted in South African realities?
It means, Howard, you've got to box cleverly. We cannot compete with Harvard on all aspects. They've got a $50 billion endowment. We don't have those resources, but you go to actually choose the niche areas where we are second to none, use our geographic advantage or disadvantage into advantage. And we've got areas where we've established ourselves. I mean, Professor Philip Tobias established an incredible niche in paleoanthropology. So we go to actually play to our strengths and where we are second to none globally.
Looking ahead, WITS has reached an incredible milestone. What is next? What are your ambitions for the university over the next 5 years?
Upwards and onwards. I think that we can't rest on our laurels. The Chinese have invested heavily into their system. We have got to retain top talent like Benji Rosman, who was listed as among the top Time Magazine thinkers in AI. So we've got to make sure that we keep on retaining and, of course, attracting talent that will be globally competitive and give our students first-class education that will make them stand among their peers globally.
And also something I said to you when I saw you a few weeks ago is that the atmosphere and the mutual respect that has become part of WITS culture is something that I've noticed, that people can have political views, they have different opinions, and they must, because that's what education debate is about. But still, through all of through global turmoil and turbulence, WITS has remained a university campus that is deeply respectful of alternate views. And I think that can't be underestimated. How have you achieved that?
I think we've been lucky. I'm not being overly immodest. We've been lucky. And I don't want to jinx it. But also the values we inculcate and we defend, that of diversity of views, academic freedom, and anyone who crosses that line, we draw a line on the sand on certain things that we believe are non-negotiable.
Absolutely fantastic, Professor. Well done to you. Well done to the university. As an alumni myself, I'm incredibly proud of WITS University, and I wish you much success in the years ahead.